Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8:11 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. It is Juneteenth. It is the day we celebrate the final implementation of the Emancipation Proclamation to all of the formerly enslaved peoples in Texas and Galveston. Joining us now by phone, we have the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, Lisa Newell, joins us every Thursday to give us a taste of what's in the paper. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, I want to tell you that I grew up in Texas, and Juneteenth is a very big deal. I remember my mother talking about it since I was little, and so it's surprising that the rest of the country didn't know about it until just a few years ago.
Yeah.
So happy Juneteenth. We're celebrating today.
Absolutely. Big news coming for Gulf Breeze that I guess kind of caught me by surprise, that they're opening the boat ramp tomorrow. The Mariner's Landing, is that the name we settled on for the old Wayside Park?
Yes. That did surprise a lot of people, including myself. I saw that on Facebook. So, yes, just in the morning, they're going to be having the grand opening of the revised, new and improved area that's down there underneath the bridge as you are crossing the Pensacola Bay Bridge there, also known as the Chappie James Bridge. That area has been redone. The boat ramp is redone. They used to have a lot of trouble there. People said, we don't want to put our boats in there because whenever you're trying to launch, the tide is going to be pushing your boat back into the slip or the boat ramp.
Yeah.
So hopefully that's not going to be the case any longer.
Okay. All right. And I don't know enough. I'm just wondering whether that same tidal action was related to why they had the seawall damage that had to be repaired. Because I remember you and I have talked about that as well. But great news, because that's kind of the final piece of the major infrastructure in that whole park renovation to be done. I'm glad to see that finally taking place. Gulf Breeze also looking at motorized vehicle safety, e-bikes, e-scooters, all of that, right?
If you have driven in the city of Gulf Breeze, even while school is in, you do see a lot of motorized bikes and different golf carts and things like that being driven around the city. And in the summer, you can only imagine that it's going to be a lot more because you've got so many kids out, running around. And, just the safety aspect of it. I think a lot of times there have been minor accidents or near misses, and people say, this is just really something we need to get under control. So the city is actually going to have some discussion about it. Just the when they built the multi-use path, it was pretty much to separate the pedestrian traffic from the motorized vehicle traffic. Then the motorized bikes and all these other things came aboard, and they were they came a lot faster than people expected. So now the multi-use path is also, motorized vehicles. And it's just something that really needs to be discussed, how to make everyone feel comfortable utilizing these paths, and also just traffic situations, because it really could be dangerous if someone doesn't stop at a stop sign or doesn't stop at a crosswalk, and trying to figure out who has the right of way. If you're, if it's a bicycle in a sidewalk and you're a big motorized vehicle, do you have the right of way, or do they? It's just something I need to discuss, and so they are working on that right now in the city of Gulf Breeze. And I do anticipate that most of the county or most of the state really will probably have to come to terms with some of these discussions, because it's just something that's gotten ahead of where the ordinances are.
Absolutely. Use on regular streets has kind of become a little bit outrageous, at least in cases. You're 35 miles an hour, double yellow line, and somebody's going 20 miles an hour on their e-bike, and can you or can't you pass them? I mean, all that kind of stuff is going on. I know it's a little different what Gulf Breeze is dealing with, but, yeah, they're everywhere. And, I like Sam Abel. We were talking to her, and she was saying about how making sure that the youth under 16 have helmets on, because they must have helmets on, and making sure that they do that as well. You guys also have a story about the Gulf Breeze Hospital, which has been around for, is this right, 40 years?
Yes, can you believe it? I remember when there was no hospital here, and that was a big deal. To get a hospital, a lot of people said, why in the world would we want or need a hospital in Gulf Breeze? You know, that was the big discussion. And now look at what it has become. Of course, it's so important if you are, you know, on Pensacola Beach and there's an emergency, you can go right to Gulf Breeze Hospital. Of course, so many people at Gulf Breeze has grown so much in the last 40 years. And, of course, Gulf Breeze Hospital has grown so much, too, adding the Andrews Institute and the Cancer Center and the so many other specialties that come out here, doctor's offices. It's just a real benefit to this community. I don't know what we would do without it. It's hard to believe that there was ever a discussion that it wasn't needed. It is definitely needed, very utilized as well. So we're very proud of Gulf Breeze Hospital. And it's consistently one of the top hospitals in the United States.
Yeah,
that little hospital there is one of the best in the United States.
And it's one, as you say, it's a great benefit, not just to Gulf Breeze, but to anybody in Midway or anybody out on the beach, because that's an extra 10 minutes. You're not having to go to one of the other, you know, main hospitals in downtown or in, you know, regular Pensacola. It's all kinds of stuff. You guys have stories about everything. It's a big paper. You got stories about the Storm Pond MSBU. You've got local apartments that have been sold. You've got the area being renamed for Mark Stringfellow and fishing rodeo results. Like, the paper is a big... I always try to tell people the Gulf Breeze News is a great source of local information if you live in the Gulf Breeze area. Lisa Newell is the publisher, joins us every Thursday to preview the paper. Lisa, we'll talk to you next week. Happy Juneteenth. Thanks for the time.
Happy Juneteenth to you, too, and hope to see you in the breeze.
Yes, ma'am. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. No accidents.
I like the deep voice thing.
Well, thank you.
I like it.
I was trying to do my
very
radio
voice. Sultry report you got going here.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I-10, I-110 are looking good, not seeing any delays to report to you. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
It's traffic on the couch brought to you by John Pickens. If you, or perhaps the waterbed, I don't know where I'm going with this. It's probably not the best. Anyway, if you're 64 turning 65, if you're retiring, or you just have questions, you want to understand, you know, Medicare, Medicaid, what's the difference? You don't know, that's fine. Ask questions. What supplement? What's prescription drug? What's, you know, Advantage? I'm, you know, going to be going on the government health care plan. What does this mean for me? It can be a little bit kind of I don't know. Okay. I've got a great friend, Luna, a long time. Her whole family does insurance, and she just does this one part. She helps people with Medicare. Her name is Ricky Stewart. You can look her up online at insuredbyricky.com. Look her up by name on Google. Give her a call, 341-2185, and just ask her. So many listeners have talked with her and feel so reassured by the results. And like I said, she's fabulous. You'll love her. Ricky Stewart Insurance, look her up online.
Party down with a big bang as Shelton Fireworks celebrates being in business for 50 years. They're located on I-10 at exit 53. That's the first Alabama exit in Robertsdale, Alabama. Shelton's has the world's largest selection with over 35,000 square feet of fireworks. They have the largest finale cakes and the largest mortars legal in the USA. If it goes boom, Shelton's got it. Located on I-10 at exit 53. That's the first Alabama exit in Robertsdale, Alabama. For more info, go to sheltonsfireworks.com. Shelton's Fireworks, home of the big ones.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks, to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
By the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
I do actually have a whole file of audio drops that are like making fun of the radio host drops or people who say the word Andrew in weird ways. Because it makes me laugh to think of them.
You got to bust those out.
That was boring. Boring. Yeah, boring. Same thing over and over again. 820 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. Benjamin
I love to put the picture, okay? David's over there just, you know, enjoying his moment, just relaxing, and he hears me start to talk, and he scrambles to put his headphones on, gets in front of the mic.
Just relaxing, got my feet kicked up on the desk the whole nine yards.
Yeah. Because people wonder, like, why did he pause? Well, because I surprised him.
Dramatic pause.
I know, right?
No, I've got 18 different screens up here.
Exactly.
Trying to scramble to the right one.
Right.
So
exactly.
Benjamin Netanyahu says Iran will be paying a heavy price after a missile hit a hospital in southern Israel. The Israeli prime minister made the statement on X this morning after a missile landed on a hospital in Beersheba. Israeli police say 20 patients were evacuated from the hospital. The extent of the damage is not clear. Hundreds of people turned out last night to honor late Minnesota State House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark. The crowd gathered for a candlelight vigil at the Minnesota State Capitol in St. Paul. It was surrounded by flowers, notes, and other mementos. And Karen Reed has been found not guilty in that Massachusetts murder trial. Reed was accused of hitting her boyfriend with an SUV during a snowstorm in 2022, then leaving him to die. He was a Boston police officer. Her lawyers argued she was being framed by the police.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Had a great day yesterday on board NAS Pensacola for the change of command ceremony for the Naval Education Training Command as Caesar Jeff Cherico, Admiral Jeff Cherico, both two stars, relieved by Capo Greg Huffman coming in.
I will now read my orders from the Chief of Naval Operations to Rear Admiral Jeffrey John Cherico, CNO Order 0468. When directed by reporting senior, detach from duty as Commander Naval Education and Training Command to the Director of the Navy Staff for additional duty as required.
I will now read my orders from the Chief of Naval Operations to Rear Admiral Gregory Huffman, Chief of Naval Operations Order 0365. When directed by reporting senior, detach from duty as Commander Joint Task Force Micronesia and report for duty as Commander Naval Education and Training Command.
Somebody needs to WD-40 that mic stand. It's interesting because I've been to a lot of these ceremonies, changes of command ceremonies, and it's a little bit of an unusual one because he's going to an undisclosed location.
To the Director of Navy Staff for additional duty as required.
For additional duty as required is mysterious, is not a place, is not a thing. And typically, it's a three-year billet to be the or three-year tour to be the commanding officer of NETSI, and he's only been here 2 years. So he's going somewhere, and it's got to be important. Also, not a retirement ceremony. Very normally, it's always a retirement after 3 years for the admirals at NAS Pensacola over NETSI. But, you know, a whole bunch of different weird things. I did talk with Caesar about this a little bit after the ceremony yesterday.
We're here with Admiral Jeff Cherico, who is leaving NETSI, but we're not quite sure going where. Yeah, so great to have you for a couple of years. A little shorter tour than we're normally used to. Is there, and your next assignment isn't set yet, right? Or is it set?
It's not announced.
Okay.
So we're just waiting on the administration to do the process. And,
okay.
And if an announcement comes and the Senate agrees, then I'll go to that job.
Pretty big operation, NETSI, obviously major advances, and basically looking down the pipe at war with, what, five of your children in the service or a service
coming
adjacent? Amazing. What's your thoughts as we're getting, you know, the United States military prepared for what comes in the future?
I think we should be solely focused on lethality and survivability. And I said it 2 years ago, I mean it today, and in whatever job I go to next. We need to deter our adversaries, and you do that with the baddest ass people we can make.
Absolutely.
So,
do you, as you leave Pensacola, I know we've done a lot to try to educate Pensacola about what the commands here do. What's the thing that you want people to know about NETSI that maybe they don't? A lot of them do, but maybe some of them don't know what NETSI does.
It is. I said it in my speech. It's the biggest command, shore command in the Navy. It is just immense. And even the headquarters staff, the support we get from the local community makes our lives easier. There's a lot of heavy lifting going on every day. Maybe the public face is the students, you know, going back and forth. But there's a lot that goes through the headquarters. And you should be proud as a community to have the biggest shore command in the Navy, you know, headquarters and run out of here. I love Pensacola. We're coming back.
251 training houses and 49,000 students.
Yes.
A major university,
yes,
that you now hand over. Relief, pride, what's your emotion?
I'm a little tired, but it's like when you leave it all on the mat, you know, that's that feeling. You know, 2 years was about what I had in me on this. Greg Huffman, Capo, as you heard, we've known each other since I was 18 years old. He's a warfighter, number one. Two, he's a lot smarter than me, and he's the right guy to take it over from me.
Well, Admiral, thank you so much for the time. Congratulations on whatever comes next, and we'll look forward to hearing great things about the future.
Absolutely. Love to see you again.
You bet.
No, most definitely. Now, he got my attention. I hadn't caught it yesterday, but what did he say? He said, pending Senate approval. Now, I did a quick look because I wasn't sure. I know the secretary and the undersecretary need Senate approval. Assistant Secretary for Acquisition Logistics and Technology, Assistant Secretary for Civil Works, for Financial Management, Comptroller, Energy Installations and Environment, Manpower and Reserve Affairs, and then General Counsel are all Senate approved. Oh, sorry. That's that Army. I was reading that one. Actually, let's get traffic on the fives. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now, but if you're on I-10 or I-110, you will see no delays. Only just minor delays on Highway 29 as you approach southbound on 9 Mile Road. Other than that, everything is looking good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. So Senate confirmation positions in the Navy, Secretary, Undersecretary, Assistant Secretary, and there's a bunch of them, Manpower, Reserve Affairs, Research, Development and Acquisition, Energy Installations, Environment, Financial Management, Comptroller, and General Counsel, but also Joint Chiefs. Joint Chiefs takes Senate confirmation. Now, he's not a 4-star, he's a 2-star, right? But, I mean, could there be a promotion? What would that entail? I don't know. Chief of Naval Operations, Vice Chair and Chair are the ones that would be relevant here. So now I'm super curious. I hadn't been as curious before, but since he did mention the Senate thing, I don't know. I'm curious where this goes. 8:28 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What else do we have going on? There was one thing I was going to mention to you. What was it? The, it's just, I love this story. It makes me so happy. Black coffee makes you live longer. Not brown coffee, not sugary coffee. Don't put cream and sugar in it. There's no health benefit for that. But if you drink black coffee, 2 to 3 cups a day, research indicates, and this is one of those where they look at people over a long period of time and they just kind of pay attention to everything. And then they go back to that data to query the data to figure out what they learn. It's not like a specific experiment that set out to do a thing, but it's people report on medicines they take and the foods they eat and how they sleep. And then they build a data set and then they can look back at the data set to figure it out. And what they figured out is that if you drink black coffee a couple of cups a day, you have a 15 to 17% reduction in your early death. But if you add cream and sugar, no benefit. No benefit. So, you know, do like Andrew does, drink it black. At least in the morning. I drink it black in the morning. And then I always have it with cream and sugar in the night. I don't know why I do the both ways, but I just do. It's weird. 8:29, News Radio 92.3. We have 4th of July, of course, is coming up very soon. Community Maritime Park, Pensacola Young Professionals, Pensacola Chamber. Fireworks from all over Pensacola. You can reserve your spot along Bayfront Parkway as part of the Pensacola Symphony presentation for Sparks and Stars at the Community Maritime Park. And at 9 o'clock, it's always at 9 p.m., fireworks on the Pensacola Bay and the beach will be synchronized to the music on our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, presented by Penn Air Credit Union. So bring the radio, listen, and watch at the same time. We also have, Wine a Little. Cat Country 98.7 is inviting you to Wine a Little, Dine a Little. Charity Wine Pairing Gala. Oh, I like that. Featuring the benefiting Capstone Adaptive Learning and Therapy Center. Get tickets now and enjoy a great culinary experience for a great cause. Find out more at our sister station's website, catcountry98.7.com. John, are you going to that?
No, but I want to now. Now that the way you described it, I'm like, does that count?
Hey, it's wine and food, man. Do it. See if you can get invited to that. All right, frivolous topic comes up next, and at some point during the morning, we might talk about the Supreme Court ruling. We talked about it one time. We may come back to that because a pretty interesting decision that came down yesterday. As is often the case, widely misdescribed, unfortunately.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Israeli military is ordered to intensify airstrikes in Iran. Israel's health ministry reports at least 240 injuries in missile strikes from Iran.
Iranian missiles struck multiple locations across Israel, including a hospital in Beersheba, where dozens were injured. In Holon, an apartment block has been left with its roof caved in. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has promised revenge against what he calls the tyrants in Iran's capital, Tehran.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Israel's defense minister says Iran's supreme leader cannot continue to exist. Hurricane Eric's made landfall on Mexico's Pacific coast as a major Category 3 storm.
It is expected to drop heavy rain, which could prompt life-threatening flash flooding and mudslides. Eric's effects will be felt in major tourist destinations like Acapulco, and local emergency officials have instructed tourists to shelter in their hotels.
Fox's Evan Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's a beautiful morning. Happy Thursday. We'll get more on our weather forecast in just a couple of minutes here with meteorologist Brooke Richardson. Well, today is Juneteenth. There is a few celebrations happening across Northwest Florida today, tomorrow, into the weekend. And starting out this morning, the rescheduled Martin Luther King Jr. Day Parade. That's happening here in about an hour and a half, starting at 10 a.m. downtown along the normal parade route. Now, if you parked there last night, you may want to get to your vehicle here pretty quick. They will be towing vehicles that are parked in the parade route this morning. There were signs all over downtown yesterday. The parade beginning at 10 o'clock today. That'll last until about noon. Later on this afternoon, Juneteenth is being celebrated at an event at New Beginning Church in Pensacola. There's some Juneteenth celebrations tomorrow at Gallery Night, and also a Juneteenth event Saturday at the Fellowship Church in Milton. Well, there is a new leader for the Navy's largest shore command, NETSI, the Naval Education Training Command, now in the charge of Rear Admiral Greg Huffman. Outgoing commander Jeff Cherico with these words for the new commander.
Someday our adversaries will roll their dice and figure that it's time. At that point, our only choice is to fight and win with what we have. Capo, if you don't mind, that's your charge. For these 49,000 in training today and those tens of thousands to come, please make certain that the sailors we have in the fleet are the result of your very best efforts.
Rear Admiral Huffman previously commanded a joint task force in Micronesia. NETSI has a command of more than 24,000 personnel worldwide. They're charged with turning civilians into combat-ready warfighters. Several illegal immigrants that had previously been deported from the U.S. are now facing new charges related to re-entering the country illegally. A press release from the U.S. Attorney's Office says the arrests were part of Operation Take Back America, a nationwide initiative to repel illegal immigration. In Northwest Florida, the immigrants were arrested in Pensacola, Gulf Breeze, Santa Rosa County, one in Fort Walton Beach. Nine other immigrants were arrested further away in Tallahassee and in Madison County. The Florida Board of Governors has now approved Education Commissioner Manny Diaz Jr. as the new interim president for the University of West Florida. The only member of that board to vote against the confirmation was former chairman Eric Szilagyi, who questioned Diaz receiving a higher base salary than current president Dr. Martha Saunders.
Her base is $536,000. His will be $643,000. She had the annuity. She did have the bonus. He doesn't have the annuity. He doesn't have the bonus.
And that explanation from UWF trustee chair Rebecca Matthews. Szilagyi also questioning whether Dr. Saunders had been asked to take the interim president role or even stay on the job instead of resigning. Matthews said she had honored Dr. Saunders' resignation letter. Diaz taking over for Dr. Saunders on July 14th. It's 8:35 at News Radio, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Just some minor delays on Davis Highway as you are southbound approaching Olive Road. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. John, now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We do have a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout your day today, high near 90 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 75. For Friday, 50% chance of rain, high near 91. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Going into Saturday, 50% chance of rain with a high near 91. And Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 77. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now it is 81 degrees. Partly cloudy skies. Your next news at 9. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The Mortgage Bankers Association says the average interest rate for 30-year mortgages decreased to 6.84% from 6.93% last week. Mortgage demand from homebuyers dropped 3%. Demand to refinance a home loan dropped 2%. Nielsen reports that for the first time, streaming services have eclipsed traditional television and overall U.S. TV viewership. YouTube, Netflix, Paramount, and other streaming services combined attracted 44.8% of all television usage in May. Nielsen found that total viewership for cable and broadcast networks was just a whisker behind, with 44.2% of television usage. Ram Trucks plans to introduce an industry-leading warranty across its 2026 vehicle lineup this year. The warranty covers the engine, transmission, transfer case, drive shafts, differentials, and axles for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first. It replaces Ram's current 5-year or 60,000-mile warranty. That's your money now.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air. Tune in today at 9. See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Is it rude to keep your earbuds in? That's the question of the day. 437-1620, 437-1620. Interesting story in the Wall Street Journal, actually, about the kids these days, you know, the darn kids, keeping their earbuds in even when they go to the doctor, when they're in line at the grocery checkout. It's just, even sometimes people who work in customer service are wearing earbuds when they're dealing with customers. and you don't know whether they're listening to you through pass-through or turned off, or whether they're listening to music or the podcast or whatever. And my question is 437-1620. Your thoughts about people wearing earbuds, yourself or others, okay? How that does or does not irritate you. I'd love to hear 437-1620. John, opinion, sir?
Oh, it doesn't bother me because I know you've got the pass-through feature.
Yep.
So they could be listening to you and me at the same time.
It feels like it's headphones that are obscuring, but the reality is most of the time they're not.
Because I do that all the time.
So if somebody is wearing earbuds, let's say you go to the grocery store and the cashier has earbuds in, affect you, bother you, seem weird to you?
Not at all.
All right.
But I speak in a lower tone and a softer voice.
Yeah.
I play the game. I mean, come on. You got to do something with it.
Does your girlfriend ever get annoyed that you have earbuds in because she doesn't know if you're listening to her or not?
No.
Okay.
She knows I'm listening all the time. I can repeat every word, Andrew. Meg.
My wife always says I don't listen to her. At least that's what I've heard she says. Anyway, Meg.
What?
Earbuds
what?
In, out, bother you? Any thoughts on the subject?
What? I'm just kidding. No, well, see, for me, the earbuds, I don't really notice so much as far as that goes. So it doesn't really
bother
me.
Other people wearing them?
The only thing that really bugs me is I was working at the gym yesterday, and a person had the earbuds in, and they're having a conversation.
Oh, yeah.
The store.
And they're yelling.
I was in the store the other day and somebody was behind me having a full conversation in full voice and no one was there. And at first I thought they were crazy. And then I realized I had the little earbuds in. And that kind of annoys me because I don't really want to hear your conversation.
Well, and also it feels like you're supposed to be involved in this. And then you look up and go, oh.
Yeah, it's just, I don't like that. But
yeah,
but if somebody's got them in, that's none of my business, really.
Oh, no, I join in.
Do you participate?
Oh, I
do. Make it as awkward as possible.
I do.
You're like the mean dad.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I'm the one that wants to join in the conversation. And I'm like,
if I'm here, let's do it.
Let's
party.
I've got no problem with it.
And
I embarrass my sons more than anything. So
which perfectly normal. That's dad aspirational stuff. I know for me, and I did not have earbuds for the longest time. I resisted getting them, but now I've got them. I've got good ones. I really enjoy them, and I love the pass-through feature. But I don't much like them when other people are wearing them. In fact, what I do is if I'm interacting with somebody, I'll take them out as a way to show them that I'm actually paying attention. So they don't have the question. They don't have the uncertainty. But also, I will say in our house with three boys, all of whom have phones and earbuds and are always listening to something, it is one of the more annoying things of the world to say, you know, hey, Ethan. Ethan! Ethan!
Just shut off the internet.
What, Dad? You know,
just shut off the internet.
The internet doesn't solve it for him because he probably has it on his phone. But, you know, and then they, what?
Cut off the Wi-Fi.
Oh, you know, slow.
Not on the menu.
But my wife runs into that with me because I'll be cooking. I'll be listening to a meeting. I'll be cooking and she'll try to get my attention. And I usually have the pass-through on, but I don't necessarily hear what she's saying. So I have to say, you know, were you talking to me? Was that for me? You know, there's a bit of social irritation involved in all of that.
Oh, I bet there is.
She is an anti-earbud. Yes, Meg, you look like you want
to. Oh, no. Nothing. No,
her face was just priceless. Priceless.
It's best to not say what you're thinking.
437-1620. Somebody says, I have two 22-year-olds and a 24-year-old working for me at my shop. They always have their earbuds in and they don't even talk to each other. I'll never understand. Yeah. You know, it's music on your terms all the time, anywhere you want, or a podcast or whatever they're listening to.
Yeah, they're listening to the Andrew McKay podcast.
They could be, yeah.
Every single hour.
They've got
there.
The app and they're you know, that's what they should say is if you question this, I'm just catching up on local news from Andrew McKay this morning in the 6 a.m. podcast.
Oh, that would work.
That'd be fantastic.
I know.
Somebody says, I suppose wearing only one earbud would make me feel less intrusive. Okay. But that, and it sounds weird. It just sounds weird when it's in the one side. Earbuds are a pain in the butt. I cannot stand people with earbuds in. Strong opinions. 437-1620, 437. I will say this. The pass-through feature is great, but I tend to, what I use pass-through a lot is when I'm cooking, and I'm making sure I don't miss something my wife wants to say to me. And it tends to amplify the clank of anything that clings, like if I'm cleaning the dishes or cooking or whatever, it tends to make that metallic sound louder And I don't like that because it irritates my ears. But that's a yes?
Well, I was going to say, I have another take on it, too, because I assume that the young
people... Wait. Take two!
I'm assuming that the young people are listening to music or whatever. But when I see an older person that has the earbuds in, I'm not sure if that's earbuds or a hearing aid.
Or a hearing aid. Yeah. That's true.
So yeah. I'm a little... I'm very hesitant to say anything.
Cautious. I see. All right. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Even 90-98, Highway 29. I'm not seeing any delays right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about buying that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good quality used, almost new, you know, 1 to 3 years, 10 to 40,000 miles, what they specialize in. Cars you can count on, cars you can drive for a long time, cars they warranty to 10 years or 100,000 miles. And, you know, one of the things I say is they have a big selection, and the value of that, in part, is that side by side, you can compare a lot of things. And you don't have to meet six new salespeople to try six cars. You just meet one. And barely, if you don't really want it, they say, hey, I'm just here for the cars. And they'll be like, cool, come talk to me if you need me. I'm over there. You know, it's fine. They don't mind that. They don't have to get into the big, tell me your life story. What are you interested in? What's your budget? You know, like, it's just, you don't, they know you don't like that. So you don't have to deal with it. But you're driving your five sedans or four sedans, drive a minivan. You never know. Okay? You drive a truck, drive a pickup, drive a Jeep, try something different. In fact, even if you know there's no way you're going to buy it, just for fun, why not? Drive something and see what it's like. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. One thing, you know, earbuds can be dangerous, like if you're driving and you have them in. I think you're probably not supposed to have them in while you're driving. I don't know the law if you got the pass-through on, though. Because I know the old rule was you were not allowed to wear anything that would impede your ability to hear, like a siren, a horn, whatever.
I don't think the laws have caught up with the
technology. I don't think it's quite caught up. Yeah, I'm with you. I think that's not quite there. Somebody says earbuds can be dangerous if the person can't hear warnings. Correct. Somebody says it gives a poor visual of employees and customer service jobs. I agree. And it's one of those things. Earbuds are, this is a terrible comparison, but it's the one that jumps to mind. It's a little like tattoos where for a lot of people it's a, oh my God, why would you hire somebody with that? Oh, my God, why would you let somebody work while they're wearing those? You know, there's a little bit of that. There's an age gap, generational gap, I think, between the norm or not the norm. Somebody says, as a Gen Zer, I hate earbuds outside the gym or the airport. Somebody else here texts in and says, I love noise cancellation, especially when I don't want to talk to anybody.
And that's great. And there lies the problem.
Oh, and that's true, too. If you wear earbuds, there is a signal you're sending.
Yes, I don't want to be bothered.
Right.
For
which
sure.
Is,
I don't bother people with them on.
Have you ever ended a conversation just by putting your earbuds in? Like, I'm done here.
Ooh, rude.
That's rude. Oh, okay, this is a, I feel like this is more my therapy session, but this is fine, you know. I think I must be the only person with this problem. No matter what ones I try, they will not stay in. I don't understand the people. So first of all, I don't jog to begin with, but because, you know, I'm a normal human. But I don't put them in for athletic exercise, and I don't. The people who do, I'm always having to fidget with them to keep them in. I can't even eat with them in because they just kind of fall out. I don't know why my ears are weird, but am I the only one that has this problem? Because I know my boys are like, "What's wrong with you, Dad?"
I come from the world of the Walkman.
Okay, see, there you go. And those don't fall off unless you're banging your head too much.
I mean, they were headphones. So what can I say?
Yours didn't come with different tip sizes?
No, it's not the tip size. That's not the issue.
But that put... Okay.
Just telling you. We'll discuss. I've tried everything. Yeah.
I'm
going
to have to show you how to properly do it.
Oh, my goodness.
Somebody's going to have to do it.
Somebody here says, let's see, I didn't know it was secretive. Do you not remember a year or so? Oh, sorry, that's a different question. I'm going into the hearing aid business because in 20 years all these earbudders are going to need help. Probably true.
Think of all the DJs that can't hear.
All the loud voices in your head. What'd you say, Meg?
What? The voices again?
Y'all are just a little too quick for me this
there
morning.
There you go. 849 on News Radio 92.3. What's that you say?
Huh? What?
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Show in July. But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels? Did you know the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 11th of July. This special broadcast is sponsored by Calvert's in the Heights. It's The History of the Blue Angels every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15 right here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Summer's here, and it's the perfect time to tackle those DIY projects. At the Pensacola Habitat Restore, you'll find unbeatable deals on furniture, home goods, tools, and more. Whether you're upcycling, redecorating, or just hunting for that perfect piece, they've got what you need at prices that won't break the bank. Plus, every purchase helps build affordable homes right here in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Swing by the Restore Tuesday through Saturday at 9th Avenue and Creighton Road, and let your summer project begin.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
In a pretty lousy mood, huh?
To say the least.
You ever traveled by bus before? Your mood's probably not going to improve much.
This morning, the Supreme Court upholds a Tennessee law restricting certain gender transition care for minors, banning transition surgery, puberty blockers, and hormone therapy. At least 26 other states have enacted similar laws. Care remains available in states without a ban.
Yeah, see, some states have care and some states just don't care. You mean states that don't care. The coverage of this topic has been so bad and so biased. All of the ABC, NBC, all of the prime news, it's all, you know, all the criticism, right? If you listen to ABC last night, it was all the bad things.
The critics say this decision may set a dangerous precedent, and they're concerned other states may follow suit.
But what do the advocates say? Oh, well, we don't cover that part. You know, the Supreme Court has struck down, the Supreme Court, in this case, upheld, but the Supreme Court has passed this law that's so harmful. Okay, there is another side to the argument, you know, that maybe minors making permanent life alterations to their bodies through sex change operations is not the kind of thing that we want to allow them to do. Different states make different decisions. We have some states that say you shouldn't and some states that say it's okay. And that's where we're at. That's what you have in a constitutional system like ours, where states have different perspectives. The Supreme Court, by the way, did not uphold the rightness of the decision. They did not say Tennessee made a good choice. What they said was, if you're going to have a law like this, it needs to be scrutinized. At what level? And the case was all about what level of scrutiny, because gender is involved. And what they said was, it's not a gender-based distinction or a sex-based distinction. Therefore, it doesn't require strict scrutiny. It doesn't require intermediate scrutiny. It requires rational basis test, which means that there has to be essentially a purpose to the law that they can justify. And they did that. So, you know, this all of the way this gets characterized, even the terminology around this topic, gender affirming care. We used to just say sex change operations. That's accurate. You are changing the sex of the child through a medical intervention or a mastectomy or a hormonal intervention. But words like therapy make it sound like it's good just by the language. And anyway, so the Supreme Court did not uphold the idea, the policy. They just said that Tennessee is allowed to have this policy and 24 other states. And they also did not give any particular ruling about the, you know, that people should pursue this, should not pursue this, whatever. They just said, look, all we have today is that the level of scrutiny is not strict scrutiny or even intermediate scrutiny. 437-1620, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Pensacola Christian Academy, where students thrive in a safe environment designed to build a solid foundation. You can learn more at enrollpca.com/radio. Still no accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are still looking good. Highway 29, 9 Mile, not seeing any delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. And by the way, again, on the criticism, the argument, and we've talked about this extensively, but the argument for allowing it is that parents know best or doctors know best, right? And that's obviously the one side. And that's, I mean, there's validity in that because parental rights matter, doctors' medical expertise matters. It's just not that that's the whole conversation. And what you're saying here is that the people who are going to make these decisions for a community shouldn't be necessarily the Supreme Court. The Constitution doesn't give them the power to make this decision. It gives it to the Tennessee legislature, or it gives it to other legislatures, like in Florida, where we have a rule about this as well. The argument in this case, as is often the case, very technical. Is it discrimination on the basis of sex? Are you treating the sexes different? Because if you have something that allows women to do a thing, it doesn't allow men to do a thing, or vice versa, that's a sex-based distinction, and you have to have a higher level of scrutiny. In this case, there's no distinction because it's saying you can't do this for boys and you can't do this for girls. They are treating the sexes the same. Therefore, it's not a sex-based distinction. That's why it gets the rational basis test. And, you know, you may not like that analysis. You may not like the outcome, but that is actually what the law says, and that's what they ruled on yesterday. There was a comment by, it was also Amy Coney Barrett, who was writing about this, was writing about the concern that if you allow this to become a strict scrutiny or an intermediate scrutiny, then you would require courts to suddenly get involved in what she says, all manner of policy choices that the legislature normally gets to make. It would implicate several other areas of legitimate regulatory policy, ranging from access to restrooms, would become a constitutional question or a strict scrutiny question rather than a rational basis test, to eligibility for boys and girls sports teams. If laws that classify based on transgender status necessarily triggered heightened scrutiny, then the courts would inevitably be in the business of closely scrutinizing legislative choices in all these domains. And what they're saying, or what she's saying there, is this is the kind of thing that you want to allow to either state governments or some other level besides the federal government. There's this basic premise in our American system that we don't make things first at the level of the federal government. We make them first at the local level or at the state level, or we allow parents often to make the choices, or we allow the church often to make the choices, or we allow business and economic matters to make the choices. And the federal government is not the first place you start. We might come ask the federal government, but we don't have to get our answer from them. And in this case, the states basically said, hey, we want to do it this way. You don't have the authority to make us do it the way you think, and that's what the Supreme Court ruled. Now, of course, Justice Sonia Sotomayor, Ketanji Brown Jackson, and Justice Elena Kagan disagreed. Not a big surprise, necessarily, although, again, I was telling you the other day that a lot of times the liberals have agreed lately. But in the dissenting opinions, they said that, no, they believe it should be a heightened level of scrutiny. They believe that it should be at a different layer, either intermediate or strict scrutiny, which, again, that was what the fight was about. 8:59 on News Radio 92.3. Parade starts in an hour. You've got, right, 10 o'clock? Not 10:30, 10 o'clock. So the parade downtown starts in an hour, the combined Martin Luther King Jr. Day parade and Juneteenth parade. It is the day when we celebrate, and rightly so. A lot of times people think, and I think in the beginning I thought Juneteenth was kind of like a black holiday. It's not a black holiday. It's an American holiday. We're celebrating the liberation that finally came in practice years after the Emancipation Proclamation was given, that every former slave was liberated, including the ones in the last place they came to, Galveston, Texas. So that is an American thing we should celebrate. We should be glad that we ended slavery. We should be embarrassed we ever had it, but we should be glad that we ended it. And when that finally came into practice on Juneteenth, it's an American holiday. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks so much for listening.